I mistook it for fancy hippie soap, Terry, Mona said and swallowed. Like some dumbass.
Don't panic, Terry said in her most gentle voice.
My mouth feels weird, Mona mumbled.
You needn't worry, Terry said swiftly. You're a non-puker, right? Keep breathing through your mouth. Keep rinsing. Look for some real soap under the sink.
Yeah, no, okay, Mona said. In the recent past, Mona would have turned to Bob, her nickname for God, but Bob was often a flake in emergency situations. Terry would get her through this. Most days, Terry was simply a sober and inquisitive voice in her head, interviewing her about the day-to-day hassles of being a cleaning lady in Taos. But occasionally, she switched roles and became something more. Coach, therapist, surrogate parent. At 26, Mona was a little old for imaginary friends, but Terry wasn't just anyone. She wasn't some stranger off the street. She was a real person who lived in Philadelphia. In fact, for well over a decade, on almost a daily basis, Mona had been listening to Terry on NPR. From WYY in Philadelphia, this is Fresh Air, said Terry, apropos of nothing. The jazzy theme song accompanied Mona's search for soap under the sink. Nothing liquid available, but there, in the back, a water-stained box of Yardley's English Lavender. She tore open the box and washed her hands vigorously, surgeon style. The air, not so fresh today, Ter, Mona said.
Is it human? Terry asked.
Mona frowned at herself in the mirror. I believe so.
Could it be the dogs? Terry asked.
The clients owned an overweight dachshund named Dinner. Dinner was a dream. This wasn't Dinner's work. This was human, Mona said. And hard won, if you know what I mean.
I don't, Terry said.
Severe constipation, Mona said. That's what this person suffers from.
Among other things, obviously, Terry said gamely. Why hadn't she smelled it right away?
Well, because it was old, that's why. 3 days old, perhaps four.
What are you going to do?
Terry asked, sounding worried. Mona didn't answer. There was still a little shit in the soap dish. Now that his beautiful feathers were soiled, the painted peacock did not look so serene. He looked startled and insecure. Part of her wanted to smear the remaining shit on the mirror. She could draw a heart with it, and then add some wings, and top it with a halo. Feces graffiti. Then she would leave the house and never look back. Instead, she upended the dish over the toilet and flushed, and then swabbed everything with diluted bleach.
You just flushed the evidence, Terry said, and sighed.
Nice work. This isn't TV, Terry, Mona said patiently. I can't send it to the lab for testing. I can't dust it for fingerprints.
Who do you think did this? Terry asked, bewildered.
Who knows? Mona said. Actually, Mona had a couple of theories, but she wasn't ready to share them just yet.
Someone from the party? Terry offered.
One of the owners was a therapist and had conducted a group therapy session in the living room the previous evening. Mona hadn't been there, of course, but they left pamphlets and pretzels everywhere, and a big white board with a bunch of crap written on it like location/occasion and pleasant childhood memories and open-ended questions.
Maybe you should write your own note on the whiteboard, Terry suggested,
such as, whoever shit in the soap dish owes me $250. Mona examined the porcelain sink. There was an exciting new rust stain near the drain. From her cleaning bucket, she removed a bag of cut lemons and a jar of sea salt. She sprinkled a generous amount of salt onto half a lemon, which she then rubbed over the rust. The stain disappeared in seconds.
Maybe you don't give a shit, Terry said, and chuckled.